ZYX, radio check. KO4 ZYX, radio check. KO4 ZYX, radio check. 4 ZYX, radio check. Just trying to get a radio check on that one. Right now I'm actually on my HT.
Good. Well, you're full quieting into the repeater. There's just a little bit of white noise, but not enough to really cause any problem. Over.
Pat, I do appreciate it. This is KO4 ZYX. I'm going to be monitoring and playing around with different mobile setups. To go back to the mobile and give a call again. Over.
Well, I'll be sitting here listening for you. KA2XQ, standing by.
So Oscar 4, Zulu Yankee X-ray, testing mobile.
KA2XQ, back to you, sir. The name here is Kent, Kilo Echo November, and I'm in Pickens. Boy, I'll tell you, it sounds like your power doubled since you got on your mobile, over.
Roger that. Thank you, sir, Ken. Yeah, my HT is just a little Bofang UV5R8W. Mobile that I'm transmitting on right now is just a Chinese-made 25-watt dual band. But like I said earlier, the antenna that I had with it, I could receive, but it would not transmit out. Just received a new dual band antenna in today and was wanting to check it out. Over.
Good. Well, what kind of an antenna was it that wouldn't work for you? Over.
From looking at it, there's really no numbers, but it does have the label. The name Tram, T-R-A-M. I got it off of a friend of mine that had been using it for I guess he was using it as a base station. It's just a little, probably 18-inch mag mount, but I replaced it with an HYS. I don't remember the model number, and that's what I'm transmitting and receiving on now is that HYS, over. I do appreciate it. My name is Daniel, and I'm a good little ways from the repeater. I think from my house here in Woodruff, I'm about 45 miles. But I run the TH9800D in my personal vehicle, and like I said, just had this 25-watt that I put in my work truck. So now I am good to go to listen to whatever frequency I want to listen to. Right now on the Chinese model, I've just got the Caesar's Head repeater programmed in. It's all manual program. I'm still getting used to that. Over.
Yeah, that drives me up a wall, manual programming. I got a out at 1225. UHF radio here that I had to manually program, and I will tell you there's about six different menus that you have to go into to tell the radio what frequency you're going to use, because they all talk to each other, and it's unbelievable. But you're doing great, and welcome to the repeater. Make this your home repeater, if you would, on Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock. They have what they call a swap shop, where if you have equipment you want to buy or sell, you can go on that repeater, and they'll list it for you, and they'll timed it out. They'll list it for you and mention it every Wednesday night, but every night at 9 o'clock, there's a frequency over.
I check in frequently on this net. Believe it or not, being over here in Woodruff, I use this repeater more than I use Camp Croft or Spartanburg repeater. But yeah, I actually have a Anytone 878 DMR HT listed that I posted up last night on the SwapNet with old Gary, I believe his name is. But yeah, I do appreciate it, and I am going to go ahead and secure on this radio and move over to a different radio for the net. I do appreciate your time this evening, Ken. This is KO4ZYX. I'll be clear on the return.
Good. I believe you said your name was Daniel. I hope I got that right. But welcome aboard, and be looking forward to talking to you in the future. Have a good day. KA2AXQ will be clear.